Garga Samhita has a large section that describes about Krishna's encounters with the gopis, the various rasa leelas that Krishna enacted. The general mood of the rasa leela was that Krishna used to play the flute, and then upon hearing the sound of the flutes, the gopis, young gopis, wherever they were, in whichever condition they were, they just ran to meet Krishna. And Krishna sometimes would give them good advice. Young girls, what are you doing here in the forest in the middle of the night? That's not good. Go back home. And they would say, come on. You called us by playing the flute. Did I call you by playing the flute? I was just playing the flute. What makes you think that I called you? Can the flute call? And so this is how Krishna would have their exchange. And then the gopis would tell Krishna that, look Krishna, you are the only thing in our life. Our entire existence is only for you. Besides you, there is no other purpose of our existence. So this is how we see the mood of pure devotion. The mood of pure devotion is only for Krishna and nothing else. And the gopis had presented that, expressed that in the most perfect way. They had their family, they had the elders in the family, they had their husbands, they had their children. But when they heard Krishna's flute, they dropped everything. As if nothing really matters. And time and time again in the scriptures it has been pointed out that that is the highest form of devotion. Nothing really matters, because we all are parts and parcels of Krishna. The purpose of our existence is simply to serve Krishna, give pleasure to Krishna. The parts business is to serve the whole. Simple consideration. This little finger or this hand is a part of this body. What is the purpose of this finger or the hand or different parts of the body? To serve the entire body. The hand doesn't say that I am going to enjoy the food. The hand may pick up the food, but hand doesn't hold it in saying that I am going to enjoy the food. Can the hand enjoy the food? No. But what does the hand do? Puts the food in the mouth. Does the mouth keep the food in the mouth? Say, I am going to enjoy the food. You get some enjoyment, no doubt about that. He relishes the taste of the food. But then it passes it down to the stomach. Stomach also doesn't keep it in the stomach. The stomach transforms the food into energy and then transmits it through the body. Even in the material context, we can see how the parts business is to serve the whole. When the part serves the whole, the part's existence becomes meaningful and eventful and successful. Like when the hand gives the food to the mouth and it goes to the stomach, the hand is nourished. Every single part of the body is nourished. So that is the purpose of our existence in spiritual context also. We all are parts and parcel of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as His parts and parcels, our business is to serve the whole. The source, the origin, Krishna. And when we do that, then we enjoy. How do we enjoy? This enjoyment is very different from body's enjoyment. Body's enjoyments are derived out of sense pleasure. Senses get some pleasure and one feels that, oh, it was so nice. But the thing is, spiritual joy is not like that. Spiritual joy is not sense pleasure. Spiritual joy is spiritual pleasure. The closest we can think of is the joy we derive out of loving exchange. When there is loving exchange, then out of that love, there is certain sensation, certain feeling in the heart. Like the mother loves the child. Does the mother feel any sense pleasure out of that? No. But what does the mother feel? Only mother knows what she feels. Like, mother feels such a feeling that her blood becomes transformed into milk. What is milk? Transformation of blood becomes milk. With what? With love. Mother's milk, cow's milk. It's actually the mother's love that transforms the blood into milk. And that's why cows are so precious to us. Because it's her love that she's offering to us in the form of her milk. So, these are certain examples of spiritual ecstasy, spiritual joy derived out of loving exchange. And this is very different from anything that one experiences in the material nature through sense pleasure, through sense enjoyment. And its perverted reflection is lust. Love's perverted reflection is actually lust. Lust is not love. A man-woman's sexual relationship is not love, it's lust. And this lust is a perverted reflection of love. Atmendriya priti bancha tare boli kam, Krishnendriya priti icha dhare prem naam. The desire for our own sense gratification is called kam or lust. Desire for our sense gratification is lust. Atmendriya priti vancha tare boli kam. Krishnendriya priti icha dhare prem naam. But the desire to give pleasure to Krishna's senses is love. Atoev naam prem, atoev kam preme bahuto antar, kam andhatamo prem nirmal bhaskar. Therefore, there is a big difference between love and lust. Love is brilliant as the sun. whereas lust is the deepest darkness. Diametrically opposed, completely opposite. Lust is deepest darkness, love is brilliant as the sun. And that love is exclusively for Krishna. Love is an energy within our hearts. That energy is meant for uniting us with Krishna. It's meant to unite. That energy is meant to unite us with Krishna. Doesn't love unite? Love unites, hatred separates. So, now this love, when we forget Krishna, then what happens? We want to become united with somebody by offering that love to somebody. Right? We offer our love, when we offer our love to somebody, we want to be united with that person. But actually, when this love is offered to anyone other than Krishna, it is lust. Because it's exclusively meant to be offered to Krishna, and by doing that, we become united with Krishna. Now, that's another consideration. The purpose of part's existence lies in its connection to the whole. If the part is separated from the whole, does it have any value? This little finger is a part of my body. If this is cut off from my body, this finger, will it have any value? We'll throw it away. Of course, we'll try to keep it back into the with the body. But if we can't do that, then what will happen? Throw away that piece. There's no use of it. Similarly, the existence, the purpose of our existence lies in our connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And how do we become connected? Love is the means by which we become connected to Krishna. Now, how that love is expressed? Is the love just I love you, you love me? Is that verbal exchange, words? No. Love is expressed through action. And that action is called service. As an expression of our love, we naturally render service. Therefore, it's called devotional service. This love is manifested through service. Whenever you come to the class, try to be there from the beginning, because you are missing out the most important aspect of the class. Why come 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late? Because you missed out the main point that I was discussing. You fell asleep, I also fell asleep. So that is the thing. That is what we are becoming aware of. The reality of our existence. Why live? Why live? What is the purpose of our existence? Why are we alive? Just to try to enjoy in this world for some time, as long as the body has youth. And then the body becomes old, suffering begins. All kinds of difficulties. And then finally die. Is that the purpose of our existence? Should that be the goal of our life? Just live here for some time, just to enjoy the senses? No. The purpose of our existence has a greater cause. And that is to develop our loving relationship with Krishna. It begins with remembrance. We remember Him. Therefore we chant, therefore we read, therefore we hear about Krishna's pastimes, so that we get to understand who Krishna is. And then when that remembrance or awareness is there, then comes the effort to become connected to Him. And what is the way to become connected to Him? Surrender. Surrender. First is awareness, and then surrender, and then from that surrender begins loving exchange. Loving exchange takes the form of service. We can see how Krishna is serving us. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is serving us. We have so many demands. God, give us our daily bread. Okay, come on, here is your bread. He's supplying. Give me a house, give me this, give me that. And as a matter of fact, even before you ask Him, He is providing. What is the greatest need for us in this world? Anyone? What is the greatest need? Yes, Ananda Varman?
Oxygen.
Very good. Can you imagine? If you don't get oxygen for 2 minutes, what's going to happen? Now, did you ever ask Him, "Oh God, give us our daily oxygen"? He's being supplied even before you ask Him. And then we are taking oxygen, giving out carbon dioxide. He figured out, oh my God, like if the whole atmosphere becomes filled with carbon dioxide, then what will happen to these creatures? So He created the trees and plants. Okay, trees and plants, you transform carbon dioxide into oxygen. And you human beings transform oxygen into carbon dioxide for the trees and plants. The sustenance through interdependence. We depend upon. Actually, our existence is dependent upon the trees and plants. Our food is coming from the trees and plants. Even the rain comes due to the trees and plants. Why doesn't it rain in the deserts? Because there is no trees and plants. Why are we so concerned about not to destroy the forests? Because we realized if the forests are not there, there won't be rain. A rainforest is because the forest, the rains are coming. So our food is coming from the plants, our water is coming from the trees and plants, the oxygen is coming from trees and plants. Who made that arrangement? Krishna. So, isn't He serving us? Although He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is serving us, making all these arrangements. Why? Abhiram, why?
Love.
Yes, because He loves us. Because He loves us. Now the problem is He loves us, but we don't love Him. Now did you ever consider if somebody loves somebody, the other person doesn't love, then what happens? Should I put it more graphically? A young boy loves a beautiful young girl, but the girl doesn't love him. How does the boy feel? Bad, yeah. So similarly, Krishna loves us, we don't love Him. How Krishna is feeling? Did He ever consider? That's why Krishna becomes so pleased when somebody goes out and preaches and tells people that love Krishna. Krishna said, thank you very much. So that's why preaching is so important. That's why Krishna said, what did Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Those who sing my glory and remind others about me, they are the dearest to me. Because they are trying to bring them to Krishna. Therefore the greatest service is to preach and tell people, please recognize how much Krishna loves you and how wonderful it is to fall in love with Krishna. And now we consider the young boy loves this young girl and the girl doesn't respond. But then one day he gets a note, I love you. How does the boy feel? So similarly, when we send a note to Krishna, Krishna, I love you, Krishna begins to dance in ecstasy. So ultimately, the spiritual life means just develop this loving relationship with Krishna. And the highest form of love is with those who have offered everything to Krishna. Their only attachment is to Krishna and nothing else. No one else. And that is the gopis of Vrindavan. Ja dustajam arjo patham chahita. They have given up the arjo patham, the consideration of social and moral consideration. Giving up everything, they have fallen in love with Krishna. Now apparently it seems that, oh, it's not the right thing to do. But then you give an example. How many of you are married here? How many men are married? When your wives fall in love with Krishna, do you mind?
No.
More happy. Okay. So that's it. So that is how pure love with Krishna, loving relationship with Krishna is. Nobody minds, but everybody becomes happy, everybody becomes joyful. Only some envious individual will think, oh, why you fall in love with Krishna? Why not me? But they are the ones, those who don't know Krishna. So don't be the husband who is trying to obstruct his wife. Rather, inspire your wives to fall in love with Krishna. Recognizing that they are actually Krishna's property. No one is ours. Everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. My house, my family, my children, my relatives, my money. Everything belongs to Krishna. Somehow Krishna has given them to be utilized and protect and take care. Custodian. We are not proprietors but custodians. What's the difference between proprietor and custodian? Proprietor thinks that it is mine. Proprietor feeling it, it's mine. But a custodian is a caretaker. Belongs to somebody, I am taking care of. So this is how a devotee looks at everything around him. And when we develop that kind of devotion, then Krishna gives us the opportunity to enjoy with him in an ecstatic situation like rasa dance, dancing with Krishna. The other day, on the first day, I actually mentioned who all got this opportunity. The personified Vedas got the opportunity. The personified Vedas told Krishna that all the Vedas are actually pointing out that you are the ultimate goal of life. So won't you please give us the opportunity to fulfill that desire? We want to be with you in your supreme enjoyable situation, in your supreme pleasing situation. Krishna said, okay, in Dwapar Yuga, you will become my consorts. So they are called Shrutichari gopis. Then the sages of Dandakaranya also developed this attraction for Ramchandra. They saw that devotion to Sita's devotion to Ram is the highest. So they also aspired, please give us the kind of devotion that Sita is experiencing for you. Okay, come in Dwapar Yuga. We'll come in Dwapar Yuga and you'll get an opportunity. The young girls of Mithila, when Ramchandra got married to Sita, felt that attraction. This attraction, we must remember, is not physical, carnal attraction, body's attraction. It's the soul's attractions to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ramchandra granted that benediction. Okay, in Dwapar Yuga, you will appear as gopis. Because the gopis' situation is the highest of all spiritual relationships. Then, after marrying Sita, Ramchandra came to Ayodhya. There also, the young girls of Ayodhya felt that attraction for Ramchandra. They also became gopis. So in this way, so many living entities, so many individuals got this opportunity to develop their loving relationship with Krishna. So that's why the ultimate culmination of devotional service is Krishna's dance with the gopis in Rasa Leela. And the result, what happens? When we even hear about Krishna's Rasa Leela, what happens? It cures us of the disease of the heart. Ridrog upashamam. Rid means heart. Rog means disease. Disease of the heart. And upashamam, cured. The disease of the heart becomes cured. And disease of the heart is material attachments. All kinds of material attachments are actually the disease of the heart, to greater or lesser degree. But when we hear about Krishna's pastimes, the heart becomes cured of those diseases. So that is why it's so important that we hear about Krishna's pastimes, just to become free from the disease. And this is the purest relationship we can think of. It's the highest spiritual relationship. So, although we didn't have so many sessions, but I think we had some nice discussions. We covered quite a lot of pastimes, just not so much in details, but I think, was it beneficial?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so what are you going to do now? Read Srimad Bhagavatam. But don't jump to 10th canto. Prabhupada warned us. What is the sequence? Bhagavad Gita, first lesson. Right? Then Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second canto. Like this way, climb up to 10th canto. Don't jump to the 10th canto. Gradually rise up to the 10th canto. And I kind of took this opportunity to speak to you all about Garga Samhita, so that just to give you a little taste of what it is. Krishna, so wonderful. Krishna's activities are so wonderful. And if we approach those activities or pastimes of Krishna, then yes, we develop spiritual benefit, we become attracted to Krishna. Thank you very much. Now I would like to hear what you all understood from last few days' classes. Anyone willing to volunteer, give your realization from the classes? Yes, Ananda Vardhan. Come here.
Hare Krishna. To confess, I'm very nervous to sit in front of my spiritual master and share my realizations. But I may have done my best. I seek for his blessings. So, yeah, the realization I got in these few days is that it's so difficult to love someone without actually knowing that person. Because we talk of Krishna and we chant his holy name every day. But when Guru Maharaj was there a few days before in Malaga, he told us a very beautiful way of remembering Krishna. He said, just don't pronounce the name of Krishna or chant the name blindly. You have to feel really who Krishna is and what he is doing for us. So just as he explained again that how much Krishna loves us through his energy and through his potencies, he is providing us all the necessary things which we need for living, like the example of oxygen. Like today in day-to-day life, we go to buy anything, for example electricity which is coming to us. How much do we have to pay? Everybody has to pay a lot of bills of electricity just to receive some light or some energy. But Krishna is providing this light in the form of the sun to all of us freely, whether we are rich, poor, and not only light, the heat, the vitamin D which is generated in our body. So he taught us how to perceive Krishna through his energy. Through his energy we can feel that how much he loves us. Then another thing I was thinking, that we are so interested in knowing people's lives, like everybody has a hero symbol, like we like football players, tennis players, or famous personalities. And before coming into Krishna consciousness, you know, I would like to read about actors, their lives, what they are doing, what lifestyle they are leading. So why not to read and to know about a person whose eternal father, who's taking so much care of us. So Guru Maharaj very wonderfully described through his pastimes, like how great personality Krishna is. You know, he can do wonders. And yesterday somebody asked me a question, one of my dear friends, like, what was exactly the significance of listening about Krishna's pastimes? Because many times we listening Krishna's pastimes and we are taking it so routinely. Like, we have listened so many times, the Govardhan Leela, Krishna Karim Bhutana. But, it's just like again, same thing, like if we like a movie, we don't mind watching it 10 times. But what we speak of the wonderful activities of Lord Krishna, I mean, who can perform this act? Or who can imagine of thinking, who can do something even next to, 1% of what he has done? So it makes you more, your attraction and your devotion grow more stronger, and it does help us in our devotional life. So I feel Guru Maharaj's seminar is helping us a lot to bring us more closer to Krishna. And then in our day-to-day life, it's very difficult to be so many hours reading and chanting and, taking prasadam together. Like these retreats are serving the purpose of bringing all the devotees together and doing these activities together in association of devotees. So it was really wonderful. And thank you to all of you, especially Guru Maharaj, for enlightening us and making our hearts grow more fonder towards our supreme goals. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj and everyone. Hare Krishna. Again, I don't want to repeat what Prabhu was saying, but yes, it's remembering Krishna in our lives day to day. That's really important, and these retreats with Guru Maharaj especially bring it to light, help us in our day to day activities. And I think the most important thing I've taken away is how important it is to preach. And the last few messages that Guru Maharaj has given today, that, we're so lucky, we have the opportunity, we have the privilege, we have the blessings, we have the mercy, and we really need to give this to others. And preaching in different ways and means, through book distribution, sharing the love that we have for Krishna and each other with others. So I think that was the most important message I've taken away. We're very lucky. We need to give this to others and give others the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Actually, as we all know from the Shastras, we access Lord Krishna through Guru. And over the years, over the decades, I'm always grateful to Maharaj, because in and out, day in and day out, irrespective of our tribulations in life, Maharaj is always striving to bring us back to Godhead, to make us realize our good fortune. Like this Natchez is just mentioned, we tend to take things for granted. So Guru Maharaj is absolutely adamant in driving yourself from this mire of material existence. And especially that's my realization of this festival, not only this one, but throughout my spiritual life, Guru Maharaj is always very keen to extract us from this material existence. So this is the real forte of a spiritual personality. And that's what I feel the most touched by, this attitude of Guru Maharaj. So even being full of Krishna, that's my concern, we are very lucky to have come across such a personality. Then Lord Krishna automatically will manifest himself. Yasyadeve Parabhakti Yatadeve Tataguru Tasyadeve Tatayata Prakrati Mahatmanaha. So the main concern is we have been extremely fortunate, because Guru Maharaj is trying all the time to make us realize. So that's really a good fortune. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, everyone. I haven't got a lot to say, but I just wanted to share one quick realization that I had. Is like Krishna is our most dear friend. We've just forgotten him. I feel so emotional. I've forgotten my dear. He just reminded me that in the material world, you know, we get on with our lives, and you know, many years later, we might greet him from somebody, and they say, "Oh, do you remember? We used to play with so and so, and you think, oh yeah, now I remember that person, and the other reason, what you did in class, and you played with each other, it all comes rushing back. I think she did. Everyone was so emotional. These few days have been like a glimpse into the spiritual world, and I feel that I've been immersed in Krishna's pastime, and I just feel so ecstatic. Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you, it's very nice to hear directly from you all these pastimes, because you are shy, just like this parrot, Shuka parrot, who give a higher test to the same thing that we read many times, and it always improves the taste we sense into our ears. And it's very precious to have Mahatmas wandering around the earth. We are running sometime after to hear him. But sometimes he comes also in different ways, and I really want to thank you for having taking the time of writing this Ocean of Mercy, because you saved my life a second time. and it's because of this book that I could come here and hear all these Krishna's pastimes, which are very attractive. And thank you for all the devotees who assembled to share association one way or another. And I would like to get, I'm a beggar, to get the blessing of all the devotees and Guru Maharaj to be able to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books and be engaged in Krishna service.
Yeah, all the time. Thank you, Dhananjaya.
Hare Krishna, Guru. I just want to share my presentation is that Guru Maharaj is so busy, and we all know how busy he is, but still he is making so much time for this kind of retreat for all our benefits. So I would thank Guru Maharaj from the deepest bottom of my heart. That thank you so much, Guru Maharaj. And I mean, it is very easy for us to sit in here. I mean, only most of the rest of us do fall asleep because of meditation. But it's very easy for us to sit in here, and for you to consolidate the whole Garga Samhita in these few days. I mean, even if you start, even if you sit and read, I don't know how many months we take, and we won't start. Maybe we'll forget by the time we go to the second chapter first. But
now you have to read.
Yes, so now, okay, after this, I think this retreat has made it simplified for us, and it's actually attracted us to read more. Personally, it has attracted me to read more and read more about and go into more details, and also the association of all the devotees here. It was very encouraging, and you know, attending Mangala Arati, attending the classes, and I'm just regenerated, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Krishna. So it's been about 2.5-3 years that I first met Bhaktisagar Maharaj in Croatia, and then I said that I've come into a wonderful family for this one, and that family bond is growing stronger and stronger and stronger for me, for sure. All because of your mercy and your love for us and your tenacious efforts in ensuring that your worldwide family stays together. So that's the one thing I've actually taken away from it. It is indeed a worldwide family in that living, and the association of devotees is so important. We have such a wonderful system that Srila Prabhupada has created, and all his wonderful disciples are actually bringing together, making sure that we follow that process. Because of Mangalarati is invaluable for us. And having lived up the Bhaktivedanta Manas in September, I've really valued the attendance of Mangalarati. I can't believe how fortunate I am to be able to do that in association with all the devotees. The program is invaluable for us to invite them. So if you ever get a chance to actually attend Mangalarati on a regular basis, I really encourage you to do that. That's one of the key things I just wanted to mention. And also, we need to also look after Guru Maharaj and, you know, his tenacious ability to actually go around the world, and we need to also rest. So, also concerned that we must need to look after help Guru Maharaj.
Two months. So, and she made some wonderful contributions. On her way, on her own, she went out and started doing things. Like, she would see that certain things are not done properly, which I also didn't think of. She went out and did that. Then she noticed, what was the first thing you did there in Devon?
Cleaning the bus.
Cleaning the
bus.
Okay, that was the first time. Okay. She... she went to the kitchen. I actually had been telling them that, you know, the pots are too dirty. Because what happens when you cook for a long time, you get a black thing, and if they're not cleaned properly, they're all stainless steel, but you know, like they were. And she was telling that she was going to clean. I saw that she was trying to clean. Then I gave her the idea. The vinegar
and baking soda.
So you put that, and she actually made all those pots look like new. So on her own, actually, she took up that responsibility. Then she noticed, she came up with the idea that in the dining hall, the floor is cemented floor, so it's not looking very nice. So, and we got an epoxy paint, and she fired up two other girls, and they did the painting of the floor, and now the floor looks sparkling white. It was just ordinary. Anyway, now I'll let her speak.
So, to connect.
Maybe I can just say another thing, that last one, I think it's important. You see, in Dayland, we are going to have a seminar from 18th till 22nd of this month. Actually, I go back, and practically soon after that, there will be the seminar. And we have some facilities. You see, like this place used to be a youth retreat center, Christian youth retreat center. So some facilities are there. There are two dormitories where they had the facility for more than 100 boys and girls to stay, because they had bunk bed system, but I didn't want to keep the bunk beds. So now we have about facility for 100 in there, in those two dormitories. And because it was not used, the bathroom was not in a very good condition. She noticed that, and she started to clean the bathroom. I didn't know that. Guru Gauranga came and told me that she did the bathroom. It looks like, you know, completely new, you know. And so I went and saw that there are three bathrooms, shower rooms, and two she had already done. The third one, the middle one, she couldn't do it because the water got locked there. Anyway, I mean, then I got the boys to clean up the, do up the pipe properly so that the water would flow out. And these three bathrooms are just looking like, you know, as if they are brand new. So thank you so much. And it's all on her own. I never told her anything. I just told her, just relax and take it easy. You came for a vacation, just stay here. Now she came for a vacation and now she wants to go back and stay there. She came back just to renew her visa. I'll speak to you after that about your visa.
Okay, so I would like to connect two points to whatever I want to mention about the life. So first of all, we heard Mataji say, or one of the devotees is so very eloquently saying that actually through the seminars we get a glimpse of the spiritual reality. And even when we say prayers like Om Dhyana Sivaranga Sha, there is always focus on this vision, transcendental vision. And even in Bhagavad Gita, when we read, we hear this, you know, we say, shelter of the Guru, we serve him because he has seen the truth, again, this transcendental vision. And then there's mentions, like now Guru mentions in the Bhagavatam, he glorifies Vyasadeva, saying, you have such transcendental vision. And then I was thinking that, you see, those sentient personalities can perceive things that we with our mundane eyes cannot perceive. So, for example, we see that Virgitanyana Goswami said many of the faces that we know as being sacred, they did not appear to be as such, but they were covered. And actually, those sentient personalities could see those faces for what they really are, their spiritual significance. And even Srila Prabhupada, he also did that. Like we can see like temples like Bhubaneswar or Jewel Temple, actually those locations, they were like very, you could say, like jungle-like, or not the first thing that you would look at to manifest the temple, but they could see beyond that, which is very, very significant, I find that. Coming to that, I just, you know, having spent time in India, I can already say from my own experience that this place is not an ordinary place. It's extraordinary, it has a lot of potency, it is a very transforming place. When you look at it, it's about 116 acres of land. It is situated in a very central way, like you can approach it from many areas. It's in Florida, the weather is very pleasant. It is actually bordered by a national forest, which is very enchanting and reminds one of Vrindavan itself. Then there is a beautiful pond, Liz Village, which is right on the bank of that place.
It's a lake.
A lake, I'm sorry. There is a lake. I think it's called Kaupan.
Yes,
Kaupan Lake.
It's called Kaupan.
Kaupan, yes. And it has beautiful white lilies that grow in there. And actually, we are very fortunate because this property, as Maharaj mentioned, it used to be a youth camp.
Christian youth retreat.
Christian youth retreat. So actually most of the facilities are already there, which is wonderful. Like for example, we have this commercial kitchen. And with this, it enables us, you know, to do prasadam distribution, which is wonderful. And then we have like different dormitories. And of course, like the building, it's dated from, I think, 1976. So you can well imagine that there is a lot of work that needs to be done, basically. And Guru Maharaj, as he mentioned, you know, that Krishna is waiting for our love letter. He's waiting for us. And to be really honest with you, like I have lived in Mayapur for almost 7.5 years, and one could say that it is like the peak of one's life. At least when I look back, I think that Mayapur has done a lot for me spiritually. But even those 8 years, compared to the 2 months that I spent in Thailand, I can say that it's like, you know, maybe even how Vyasadeva must have felt after he finally, composed Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like a missing link. It is so special to be part of something which we start from scratch. Because ISKCON has given us everything. You know, we have inherited ISKCON with all its privileges, all its facilities, and now actually it's our turn to write this love letter to Krishna. And I'm going to tell you very honestly, it's not easy to be here. You know, every project in an initial phase, we will face challenges. But they're very easy to overcome. And it's just such a beautiful experience, so enlightening. And even something like cleaning a bathroom, which is maybe not our favorite activity, becomes such an act of joy. And to see something progress, like if you would have seen it from the beginning, I think that when I was there, you'd see this from the beginning and see what it looks like now, which is a handful of devotees. Everything manifests are based on Maharaj's desire. He has this desire, he has this vision. And we can help him. You know, and I know we're all very busy, we have our lives, especially if we have friends. But you see, now it's holiday. You see, it's July, it's August, and even if you can spare just a few weeks, or just a month, or just a week, it doesn't matter. You see, many Grihasthas actually come, like Dina Krishna, where are you? Actually, he came. And he had like one of the most enlightening tidings. He had one of the most enlightening experiences ever. You see, it's a boost for your spiritual life. Actually, you're contributing something, and it's a very, very blissful experience. So, especially like the younger ones, you know, please, you know, try to make a point to come. And I spoke to many, like, I spoke to Janama Mataji, I spoke to Madhuri Dasari Prabhu, I spoke to Govinda Prabhu, and they all want to come. You see, and even Suman Prabhu, he was like, yes, I went there in November, but I feel I should go again, and I just hope that all of us can. You see, there are different ways to participate in this. And we're growing, we're expanding, and we have this beautiful prasadam distribution project right now. And this is going to increase immensely. So it would be nice, you know, to be part of it. It's not that, you know, Krishna needs anyone, but it's an opportunity for you. And actually they say, opportunities, they never get lost, because there's always someone else who will grab it, you know, and then you lost your opportunity. So this is something for you. So please, for me, it has been the most beautiful experience, and I hope there are different ways. We could also financially support in whatever way we can. It's just, I want to share with you that it's so, so beautiful, and please come for the retreat or any other time. And if you have any questions, please come and ask me. I will happily answer them, and maybe I can help you with your stay there. It will be really wonderful.
So yeah, I went to Della, Florida. I've been there 10 years ago in Orlando. And I think Gurmat has a dream team in Della, headed by Rasananda Prabhu. First time I met Rasananda Prabhu, and Krishna Kishore, and Damodar Prasad, and Kara. They're like dream team. They're amazing personalities who look after that whole center. And they're sold out to the vision. And they work so hard, do anything Guru Maharaj needs, anything that needs to be done. Now, I don't know if you know, I've got a bad back. I had a slip disc injury 15 years ago. So, when you go there, there's a lot of manual work because you have to lift things. So Guru Maharaj is personally micromanaging, looking at everything, and I'm standing next to him looking like an idiot. So, I'm praying to Krishna, please let me be able to leave things so that I look useful in front of the spiritual master. And it was a miracle. I was lifting logs heavier than me, and I was doing all these manual things all day long, running around like 21 years old. Literally, it was a miracle, Guru Maharaj. It was an actual miracle. And then Guru Maharaj told me to give a class without any preparation in front of him. So that was a miracle too, because I just spoke about you, Guru Maharaj. It was a nice thing. And this prasadam distribution, I just want to highlight that. This is amazing. Because the way Guru Maharaj has designed this menu, it's always changed. It's not the same prasadam every day. And I also went with the devotees when they distributed the prasadam to people who work in nice offices, and they're, you know, really, you know, wealthy people. And it's just beautiful, the way it's packaged, and the different types of varieties. So I think it's Chinese now, but it was definitely Indian. And Guru Maharaj would personally go into the kitchen after 12 o'clock to cook the preps. And you get to taste the preps once Guru Maharaj has cooked these preps, and they're delicious, beautiful preps. And you make your own paneer, cheese paneer, and you make your own soya, and then we have to pack it. Let's keep this going. Yeah, we would have to put it together in the morning, and you go about it personally, looking at you, putting it in, and I made such a blunder, I dropped it, and I ran in the kitchen to hide the Gurmat to clean up, and then he's asking, where's Dina, where's Dina? So I cleaned up all the mess, because Gurmat was shouting at me, I don't know, he was so kind to me, he didn't shout at me, doing that trick. So whenever Gurmat calls me up, it freaks me out, because yesterday he called me up while I was singing. I think, what did I do now? But luckily it was to sing. So I think as I get older, Gurmat gets more merciful and kinder to me.
Thank you so much. Damodar Prasad was my secretary traveling, and everybody who came across him was so impressed that he's such a capable person and so caring. But then when in Delhi, and I got to see his other side. Previously he was taking care of me, washing my clothes, ironing my clothes and serving me prasad. But I never knew that he's so good with machineries, tractors, taking photographs. We got a drone, and from there we are taking the pictures, photographs, videos. So he had been behind many programs in Ujjain, in Deland. It's actually the name of the project is now The Land of Krishna in Deland.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for the seminar, Guru Maharaj. It's nice to have your association again after being separated for 1 month. I came back to Switzerland 1 month ago. I was in Deland about 2 months. And so, to be honest, I'm a little bit far away now again, I feel. But I can just speak about what I experienced there, what I remember. So when I was traveling last year with Gurmat, and I was with you when you found the land, and I could see right away you were so inspired to build something up, and so determined to buy the land and just do something. And I could always see you want, Gurmat, you want to do something for Prabhupada and ISKCON and all the devotees. So then I was away in Zurich again, and in the meantime you bought the land, and then you brought some devotees from Ujjain there, and the project started. And I heard a few things, especially from the devotees who were there. They told me it's really austere, it's, the place is run down. So then in February or March, I think we went there, and first time I came to the land I was so impressed, because the property starts, it comes from the main road and you drive through the forest, and then you have this beautiful lake, and it's just nature all around. And I was very impressed by the property. And so we started to live there. And it was a lot of work, and we were only a few devotees for what we wanted to do. But Gurmat was so expertly guiding everybody and inspiring daily in classes and meetings, that although the plans changed a few times and we had to do different things, we always felt like we are doing something very important, because it's for the pleasure of Guru Maharaj and through that also for Prabhupada. So I also want to inspire you, if you have the chance, go there, visit the project, and try to help and support Gurmat in whatever way you can. be it financially, or as Dina Krishna did, not only financially, you can also help them working. And yeah, I'm sure you will get a lot of blessings from Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and the whole Parampara. Hare Krishna.
Okay, now we go to question-answer session. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Dhananjay?
One devotee expressed yesterday that
it's about the different rasas with Krishna. And he says that we are experiencing rasas also with people in this world, and the way we indulge in those relationships indicates or cultivates what kind of relationship we can have with Krishna. Is it proper or make such
Yeah, there are five principal mellows, five principal rasas. Neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental and conjugal. And when it comes to rendering devotional service, it is rendered in the mellow of servitorship. Jiver Swarup Hai, Krishner Nitya Das, eternal servant of Krishna. And then it is up to Krishna if he wants to put us in some other levels. It's not up to us to say, I will be in such and such mellow. The mood is servitorship. And to enter into Braja Leela, one has to pursue the Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti means following one of the associates of Krishna in Vrindavan. Those who have spontaneous love for Krishna. So following those devotees who have spontaneous love for Krishna, we become qualified to develop that Raganuga Bhakti or Prema Bhakti. And so here also, like we are serving, we have to serve one of the residents of Vrindavan. So there is no question of I want this mellow. When we approach Vrindavan, we approach in the mood of servitorship of Krishna's devotees. Like there is one anecdote in Garga Samhita, like a set of gopis approach Srimati Radharani. Gopis means they are born in Vrindavan and they saw Radharani's special loving relationship with Krishna. So they asked Radhe, how do you get same sort of attachment for Krishna? How can we develop the kind of devotion that you have for Krishna? So Radharani said, you worship Tulasi Devi. So they were guided to worship Tulasi, and Radharani gave the direction how to worship Tulasi. It's very nice also, from the description we get to know how to actually serve Tulsi Maharani. So these gopis rendered service to Tulsi Maharani. And as a result of that, they got an opportunity to dance with Krishna in rasa dance. So the point is, like, a devotee's attitude is always of service, servitorship. We are all servants of Krishna. Then how Krishna wants to engage us, it's up to him. Or how Krishna's devotees of Vrindavan want to engage us, that's up to them. Like, we should never think that I want to be in such and such mellow. I want to be in friendship. Today we may think that I want to be in friendship. Then tomorrow we will think, oh, friendship is not good enough. Parental is even better. So let me go to parental. No, parental is not good enough. Conjugal is the one. So I want to be a devotee in conjugal mellow. I want to be a gopi of Vrindavan. No, not just ordinary gopi. I want to be Lalita or Vishakha. Even Lalita and Vishakha is not good enough. I want to be Radharani. So no, that is not spiritual. In this main point is, in the spiritual context, there is no room for thinking what I want. It is what Krishna wants. What Krishna wants out of me. How can I serve Krishna? How can I please Krishna? The I comes only in that context. Not I am the enjoyer, I am the controller. And in the scriptures, you see time and time again this advice is coming up. That give up this tendency that is generated out of false ego. False ego means generated out of this body consciousness. Give up that tendency. Don't dwell in your body consciousness. Become Krishna conscious. And when you become Krishna conscious, you won't have any awareness of this body. That is how we transcend our bodily platform and come to spiritual platform. Okay, Dhananjay? Okay. There was one before that. Yes, Saraswati had a question before. Yeah.
One is, like when you talk about spontaneous devotional service, but we see that there's also the gopis and they all are organized also in a certain way.
Go ahead.
So we see that when we talk about spontaneous devotional service, we see that with the gopis, when they serve Krishna, they have their organization, or they have their hierarchy, or their... So could you...
Explain
how this relates perhaps to us also when we serve Krishna in material world?
Good, very good point. Yeah. There are groups in Vrindavan. The groups of different gopis and different cowherd boys or gopas. Like, say, among the girls, it is called, these are called yuthas. These groups are called yutha. And the leaders of the yutha of the girls group are called yutheshari, group leaders. And the leaders of the cowherd boys group is called yuthapati, right? Like, for example, Balaram has 12 principal gopas, 12 principal associates. Now they have their groups. Then there is subgroup and so forth. Right. Similarly, Radharani's group, Chandravali's group. In Radharani's group, there are sub-groups. Lalita's group, Vishakha's group. And so Radharani has 8 principal consorts, Ashtasakhis. So they have their groups. Then the subgroups and so forth. And they're the Jyotishwaris. Now, as you were saying, in our context here, yes, our Jyotapati is Srila Prabhupada. We all belong to Srila Prabhupada's group. And Then there are subgroups. There are subgroups. It will happen naturally. And so that is how it is. Like whatever there is in the spiritual world, it is here also, but we should actually develop it in a proper way. Developing in proper way means no guru groupism. There are groups, but that shouldn't be developed with some mundane concept. You know, my guru's group. Like yes, my guru's group can be there, but they are the groups of subordinate to Srila Prabhupada. And all the groups we have to be seen, we have to see, not just centered around the guru. That is the problem with the guru groupism. Only guru. And Prabhupada is out of the picture. But if Prabhupada becomes the center of those groups, the leaders are leading their disciples and followers towards Srila Prabhupada, then that will be perfectly spiritual. The problem starts, my guru's group is the group. And there was some propaganda going on. That our guru is the only guru in ISKCON and no one else is qualified. You know, and what a damaging concept. So anyway, does it answer your question?
Perfectly.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
And then I have one more question.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what your vision is for the land of Krishna?
Yeah. Well, there is many things. You know, like one of the first things that we started, I mean, we went there for, is cow protection. Because I was thinking that, you know, our main business is actually cow protection. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Namo Brahmana Devaya. Worshipping Krishna, but protecting cows and Brahmanas, Brahminical culture. Srila Prabhupada could not do it himself so much because his business was to establish ISKCON. So he couldn't afford to get diverted. But this is our business. So now that ISKCON has been established, we have to establish the culture of cow protection. And that's why I actually, last year I was the chairman of the GBC, and I took it upon myself that I will give my full support to the Ministry of Cow Protection. And that's how actually we got involved in that. So that's how it started. You know, we got the piece of land and recently, just before I came, we had a convention in Deland, organized by the Ministry of Cow Protection. And about 25 devotees came from different parts of America. It was a very wonderful, very productive, very fruitful convention. We are considering how to develop, and many good results are coming. Like one consideration actually was to get about 600 acres of land in that area where the winter is not so severe and the cows can just graze. So where the dry cows that become a burden to the goshalas actually in the west because of cold climate. So they can be brought to those areas, and we are thinking of about a piece of 500 acres of land. And through that convention, we got 600 acres of land. So anyway, so that is the most principal concern. And there are various other things, like we want to have, you know, seminars and retreats, and so therefore one of the considerations is to build guest houses. And so we build the guest houses so that people, those who are visiting, they can come and stay there. And we can also have conventions where we can at least, you know, accommodate 200 people with, you know, convention center and things. And so that is one of the projects that we are embarking into. Then organic farming. We have a large piece of land. It's important that you do organic farming, because meaning depending on nature, not depending upon chemical fertilizers, you know, depend just on cow dung and other such fertilizers, manures. And one of the things that we actually started, which is bringing in some income. All this while, you know, it was just spending and spending and spending. No income. But now we got some sort of income. And that is by catering to the offices. The consideration was, why should the food distribution be only for poor people, homeless people? Right? Why should the rich people or affluent people be deprived of Krishna prasad? Right? But they won't stand in a queue to take food stuff from us. So the idea is to cater to them. In the offices, serve them nice prasad. So that's what we do, we started doing. We are actually supplying to just one company, one office. That is, probably you know, Deloitte. It's a very, you know, multinational accounting firm. So Deloitte is actually... and, you know, we are not officially supplying. We just got to know some people, we developed some, you know, in WhatsApp we developed a group. We have now about 250 members in the from Deloitte only. And on a day in average, we are doing about 55 to 60 plates. So this is bringing in some income. And it's just the beginning. It's practically, this was the last month was the first time that we got it on a rather monthly basis. And the number is increasing, the demand for our food is increasing, and what we serve is, as Giti Kumari was telling, like, at least when it comes to food, I can say that I am an expert. You know why I am an expert? Because I love to eat. So I know what the taste should be like. So as Dina Krishna was saying, like the day before, I would go to the kitchen and kind of, you know, either prepare myself or show them what to cook and get the taste so that next day they can cook those items. And what they get is generally, mostly it is Indian cooking. And generally what they get is rice, but kind of fried rice or, you know, like different types of rice, not plain rice. Then chapatis, and then two sabjis. One is wet sabji, one is dry sabji. And practically every day they get paneer. So one sabji is paneer sabji. And then they get something fried, either pakora, sometimes we even serve them samosa. Sometimes we serve them dahi vada, and or raita, and some sweets. The sweets are either gulab jamun or gajar halwa or halwa, ISKCON halwa. Or sometimes they serve some sort of sandesh, cashew barfi.
Sounds delicious.
So you have to come and taste it. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, Ratan, you have a question? No, him.
Hare Krishna. It's amazing, is a Krishna Katha, but the copying is going very quickly, very fast. So, it should be 7 days uninterrupted. So, Maharaj, all this Krishna Lila, we got some instructions, some advice, what we have to do. Like I said, every Lila there is some lessons. Like I said, Putana, as a little thing she was doing, although against partition, she got liberation, higher than liberation. So that is why a little service is giving higher benediction. So all kind of leaders, with the killing Bhagashura, Agashura, all these things, has very special reason we are getting. My point is like that, when Govardhan Lila, when the Krishna forbid, like the against for the Indraputra, he was forbidden, but Shivaratri is allowed. Also, like the Rukmini, she was doing the eternal associate of the Krishna, she was doing Durga Puja. So,
demigod worship is okay, provided it is to get devotion to Krishna. The gopis were worshipping Katayani to develop their devotion to Krishna. Whereas Indra Puja was just to get some rain. The purpose of approaching the demigod was a mundane purpose. That's why Krishna forbade it. When you worship the demigods for getting Krishna's devotion to Krishna, that is fine. But worshipping demigod for dhanam jai dehi janam dehi, that is not right. Okay. Also to get devotion to Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you. Krishna, so in the class you mentioned that sharing Krishna consciousness of preaching makes Krishna happiest and makes Prabhupada also. But if you go back home, how do you share Krishna consciousness then? If you go back home to Krishna, how do you share Krishna consciousness with your
then? There? Yeah. Being completely Krishna conscious. No other thought. Just Krishna and Krishna. Krishna consciousness means being tuned into Krishna's consciousness. Right? Originally, consciousness is coming from Krishna. But the trouble is, instead of being tuned in properly to that consciousness, we develop body consciousness. The consciousness is projected to the body and flows through the senses. Result is desire to enjoy those sense objects, right? So that is the anomaly. That is the defect, that's the problem. Our consciousness is not flowing properly, it's hindered. One example can be given. You are looking away from the sun. What will you see? Your own shadow. That is not sun, but that is darkness due to the absence of sun. It's one example. Now, our material consciousness is something like that. We have become body conscious, and therefore, Krishna consciousness is hindered. right? Therefore, the way is to turn towards Krishna. When you see the sun, when you face the sun, will you see any shadow? No. So that's what Krishna consciousness means. Now, how to do that? It'll be nice if you can turn your face completely towards Krishna. But the problem is, you see, our tendency is to go this direction through the body, through the senses. Therefore, the way is Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. With the senses, you serve the Lord of the senses. With the senses, instead of trying to gratify the senses, you serve the Lord of the senses. Then what is happening? The consciousness is turning. And eventually it will turn completely towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, so by the way, you want to say something? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Generally we hear that friendship is an exchange between two persons on the same platform. What does it mean when Prahlad Maharaj speaks about that we should develop friendship with the Guru?
Yeah, friendship with Guru. I think I have to see in what context he said that. Yeah, Bhashandantam Guru Hitam. Did Prabhupada translate as friendship?
Yeah, the last line, Guru Sudhita Sovidam. Sovidam is friendship. So.
Guru, no, its last line is Guru Hitam, not Sovidam.
The fourth line is.
Maybe I have to check that. So, oh, you got it? Yeah, come. Damodar, will you translate? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. No, you just let him complete the thing. He's looking at the verse. You got it?
Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasam Dhamta Guru Hitam Asha Dasavam Nicho Guru Sudhita Sovita. It's in the word.
Okay.
Sovita,
yeah.
In friendship or goodwill.
Yeah, but what is the total translation?
Okay. A student, Narada Muni said, a student should practice completely controlling his senses. He should be submissive and should have an attitude of firm friendship for the spiritual master. With a great vow, the Brahmachari should live at the Guru Kula only for the benefit of the Guru.
Yeah. Yeah, here Shauridam doesn't actually mean friendship the friendship actually means to be favorably situated to the Guru. Right? Surhid. This word is coming from Rid, means one who is close to the heart. So that is how the Guru should be treated, you know, like very, very close to our heart. But prior to that, there is Dasyam as a servant. Right? Okay. So, Damodar, you can take this mic and give him that mic. You can take this one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Filma. Thank you very much for the. Mir ist, dass ich den auf meinem Weg weitermachen kann, darf ich auch dazu finden.
Thank you for giving me the inspiration so that I can continue on this path.
Meine Frage ist, Prahlad wurde ja als Sohn von Hiranyakashipu geboren. Und von wo kam er, dass er diese Aufgabe übernehmen musste?
So my question is, Prahlad Maharaj was born as the son of Hiranyakashipu, and why is it that he took birth as a son of a demon? What is his background? Because Prahlad Maharaj was a very big devotee.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. Prahlad Maharaj's previous life, as we described in Harivatha Vilas.
In the microphone? Prahlad Maharaj's Leben wird im Harivatha Vilas beschrieben, das vorherige Leben.
In his previous life, Prahlad Maharaj went with his girlfriend to a solitary place.
In seinem vorherigen Leben ging Prahlad Maharaj mit seiner Freundin an einen einsamen Ort.
And they came to a ruin and they cleaned up the place and wanted to go in.
Und sie sind zu einer Ruine gekommen und haben diesen Ort gereinigt und wollten ein Picknick haben dort.
And then they got into a fight.
Und dann haben sie zu einem Streit begonnen.
And he was so upset that he didn't eat anything.
Und er war so wütend, dass er nichts gegessen hat.
And he didn't sleep also.
Und er hat auch nicht geschlafen, die ganze Nacht nicht geschlafen.
Now, that ruin happened to be an old temple of Nrsingadeva.
Und diese Ruine war zufälligerweise eine alte Ruine eines Nrsingadeva-Tempels.
And that day happened to be the day of Nrsingha Chaturdasi.
Und dieser Tag war Nrsingha Chaturdasi.
And because he fasted on that day and didn't sleep at that night, he received special mercy from God Nrsingha.
Und weil er an diesem Tag nicht gegessen und nicht geschlafen hat, hat er spezielle Barmherzigkeit von Lord Nrsingadeva erhalten.
And because he was receiving that, because he's receiving the mercy of Nrsingadeva, he became a great devotee of Nrsingadeva.
Und durch seine Barmherzigkeit wurde ein großer Gottgeweihter von Nrsingadeva.
And because he kind of went to that place with his girlfriend, which is, the intention was not pure, he was born.
Aber weil er zu diesem Ort gegangen ist und seine Absicht nicht rein war, hat er Geburt in einer Familie von Dämonen genommen.
Klar?
Ja. Is it clear?
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, we'll end the program today. So, tomorrow, this evening's program is the last one. And yesterday, there was a request that they wanted to have a question answer session, and then we'll have a kind of an appreciation session, like those who organized the program contributed so nicely in cooking and taking care of so many areas of this program, that we want to appreciate their service. So that will be this evening's program, this afternoon's program. Thank you very much. Our glories to you.